Large homes, parking lots, and other developments are taking up more land in Ozaukee County, which is just north of Milwaukee. But on protected property like the Cedarburg Bog State Natural Area, there's still a fair amount of biodiversity. For example, take a hike through a prairie at the edge of a woods, and you might see and hear a catbird. Longtime birdwatcher Carl Schwartz says the catbird had been out gathering food.
We'd been watching him. He was carrying a large fish fly. I think he was going back to the nest to feed young with the fish fly.
Schwartz led counts of bird species at Saturday's Bio Blitz, at which volunteer scientists helped about 100 people catalog some of what lives in the Cedarburg Bog.
There we go. There he is.
In another part of the bog, wildlife biologist Lauren Ayers finds a red-backed vole in one of his non-lethal box traps. Ayers led a group counting small mammal species and says the mouse-sized vole is vital to the food chain.
Weasels, coyotes, fox, mink, a lot. These voles and mice really are the basis for the entire food chain of carnivores.
But the BioBlitz was also a reminder of threats that exist, even in state natural areas.
Let's head up to that spot there.
Wetlands ecologist Alice Thompson led a group counting plant species. As she came across a black ash tree, she worried about the tree-killing emerald ash borer, an invasive bug which has been found just a few miles away.
Yeah, look at the biodiversity we would lose if that ash borer gets going. I mean, it will kill all our ashes and our wetlands are going to look radically different. I mean, I think some, like 100 years from now, we'll be like, oh, it's a box elder, how pretty, because everything else is going to be dead.
There's also the threat to wildlife from too many humans.
Pickens are pretty slim out there.
And on Watts Lake in the natural area, Bob Anderson and two of his students paddled back in with nets that they used to collect just a few species of fish. Anderson was not impressed with the small size of the fish either.
There has been a lot of fishing pressure on the lake, and that removes the top-level predators. And then with those gone, there's a lot of competition between the smaller fish, and they don't have the opportunity to grow large.
Still, the group that coordinated the BioBlitz, the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin, reports that about 380 species were found during Saturday's event. A Cross Plains resident who took part in the bird count, Ann Kepi, says the BioBlitz helped her mentally and spiritually.
Bird calls, I think they enrich our spirits, and I don't think we're always aware of the fact that they do.
This year's BioBlitzes are partly funded by Wisconsin's Coastal Management Program. There was another blitz a few weeks ago in Door County, and the last one of this summer is scheduled for Saturday in Superior. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Ozaukee County.